information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert, an everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
Well, I found this interesting. Paul McCartney has never written his memoirs until now. He's going to start writing them for a book called The Lyrics, 1956 to the Present.
I love this.
Yeah, it's coming out in November.
He's never written a memoir?
I can't believe it.
According to this.
Wow.
It's going to come out in November. That'll be on everybody's Christmas list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no kidding.
He's going to basically trace his life through his songs, from being a teenager all the way through his Beatle years, through the Wings years, and probably that solo material. So that'll be pretty fun.
Yeah, that'll be big that's time. Maybe what he's been working on during the time. Like, this would be as good a time as anybody. His agent or somebody just said, Paul, you've got to tell your story, because he is amazing interview. He gives great couch.
I love listening to him.
Yeah, he's so good.
And it's pretty crazy. My 9-year-old just recently, I think he got introduced to Paul McCartney through Michael Jackson duets.
Yeah.
And now he's like 100% into the Beatles. It just goes on and on. They're pretty timeless.
Yeah, they are.
America Ferrara is going to make her directorial debut with an adaptation of the young adult novel I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter for Netflix. That was National Book Award finalist in 2017.
Yeah, she's getting in the producing what she wants to see and what people want to watch. I love it.
And this is kind of fun. Taylor Swift joined Dolly Parton as the second artist to do this. Topped the country charts twice with two versions of the same song. As you know, she recorded that Taylor's version of Love Story, a re-recording of her 2008 song. Those both hit number one. And Dolly Parton did this twice with I Will Always Love You in 74 and 82. So that's kind of a fun little bit of trivia.
Yes.
Speaking of trivia, let's wrap up this Dirt Alert and get to the Wednesday Pop Culture Jeopardy.
Thanks for alerting us.
My Talk Dirt Alerts at the top of every hour and at 8:20, 12:20, and 5:20 on My Talk 107.1.
Going to be smooth sailing from here, especially when we got 40 degrees coming up on Saturday. So let's get ready for that weekend.
We're going yes. through weather extremes.
Yes, I brought home some Aloha warm
there
winds.
There you go.
What was the high? 85?
You know
Hawaii?
What? Hawaii is always the same kind of 82, yeah, 83,
beautiful.
84. You know,
never too hot. Has a nice breeze.
It has this temperate climate pretty much year round. There isn't a hot season. There are rainy seasons and there are rainy parts of every island, but it could be sunny at your beach and raining two beaches down.
Really? Yeah. I gotta go there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Yeah. All right, well, let's do this.
Shall we play a game?
It's time for Pop Culture Jeopardy. I was looking for a theme today, didn't really come up with one, except for, you know, did you know that today would have been the 100th birthday of Abe Vigoda?
Oh,
he almost made it. He was. I think he died in 2016 or something.
He was
Fish, right?
Yeah, yes, Fish.
Which is going to be question number one, but go ahead.
Oh, well, his claim to fame was, and I almost feel like this was something Donnie told us, was that he was the most famous celebrity that people had thought for like 30 years had been dead.
Yes, yes.
There was like a website called Is Abe Vigoda Alive?
Yes, because he had been, people were always shocked and he made jokes about it, but blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
And Conan, I think, would bring him on and he would just sort of walk on stage and then keep walking.
Yeah.
Well, so you mentioned, you know, he's kind of famous for two things. He was in The Godfather and he played the character Fish on Barney Miller and its spinoff, Fish. So let's see if you guys can guess how many seasons between those two shows did he play the character of Fish? I don't remember his first name, John. I'm going to look it up.
I have no idea. All right, between Barney Miller, which was probably on for 8 seasons, Fish for maybe 4. I'm going to say 12.
And Lori?
I'm going to say do I do the prices right 13?
Or, right.
You know.
I don't know. It's up to
tempting.
You.
It's tempting.
It's up to you.
I'm going to say 10.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Julia, you had something right. Barney Miller was on for precisely 8
it
seasons.
It was. Okay.
And then 2 seasons of Fish.
Oh, so 10. Lori. Lucky, lucky Lori.
That was just a lucky guess. Such a lucky because guess. I was I torn with doing the Price is Right thing.
You were lucky.
And by the way, his name was Phil Fish.
Phil. And I know Phil Fish. He owns the Club Saratoga in Duluth.
Jazz at the Toga.
That's right. Although, you know what, it really makes me mad. PPP loans didn't go to any places that are quote unquote adult businesses.
Okay.
Government's judging.
So are they open or no?
Well, they are,
that's
it's just a prejudice.
Right, like, you're right.
People are dancers, bartenders are at these places. They're legal businesses that pay taxes. Right. To me, an adult establishment should be eligible for a PPP loan, whatever the government. If you pay taxes, if you're the mafia, you're not going to get a loan. You know?
Right. I mean, it's a legal business.
It's a legal business. I mean, it is a prejudice that I found out about, and I was very bothered about it. And my buddy's name is Phil Fish.
I know he is.
Yeah. So that's funny. I'm going to have... He looks nothing like Abe Vigoda. He is a strapping, good-looking man.
And they are open, right? I'm looking...
Yeah, they are. But, I mean, they close at 10 or whatever it is.
Wait, it was...
They just weren't eligible.
It was a tough year for, they weren't eligible. It was a bias. All right, moving on to the next question.
I like talking about the Club Saratoga.
I know
we'll
you do.
Okay, this guy.
You always talk about jazz at the Club Saratoga.
Yes. I've been there a couple times for the jazz, and I've been there a couple, maybe one time for other.
Bill and I had an epic night there once.
Yeah. It's frozen in time, in the 50s.
With the stuffed mice. At the Last Supper.
They're chipmunks.
Yeah, it's like the Last Supper.
They're playing pool and hanging out at the bar. You just don't see a terrarium like that anymore.
You really don't, and that's
a
great...
We're going to do a deep dive on the Club Saratoga.
That's a great word, a terrarium. Remember, they were all the rage back in the day, Lori.
All right, this guy turns... So these are all celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
This guy turns 55 today. His most famous character was from a 1997 movie.
Titanic, and it's Zane, whatever his name is.
Billy Zane. I got it then. I got the full name.
Julia.
Oh!
I said Zane and Titanic.
But
and
I said
then
Billy.
You came in with Billy Zane.
Rocco I gave said me 12 the bell. And you said 10.
Rocco gave me the bell before you even said
Again,
Billy.
Again, everyone likes Lori. No, all right, next question.
No. Did you won last week when she was gone, right, Julia?
I did.
Okay, just check it.
Twice.
Yeah.
Phil Knight, co-founder of Nike turns 83 today.
Whoa.
What Academy Award-winning director played character Mars Blackman in a series of black and white Nike commercials in the late 80s and early 90s?
An actor?
He's mostly known as a director, but he did act in these with Michael Jordan.
I have no idea.
Peter Bogdanovich?
Nope. Wow.
Scorsese?
No, it was... He's up... A lot of people are giving him... thinking he might win some awards this year for something he did on Netflix. The Five Bloods.
Oh, it was Spike Lee.
Yes, Spike Lee.
That was tied.
Yeah,
it was a tie.
Half. Really, we shouldn't even get it. We had so many clues.
Well, I need to be on the board, so give me a half.
Okay.
I was trying to think of a pop culture tie to Phil Knight and Nike. I thought you guys would get the Spike Lee, but oh well.
Nope.
It's all right. Well, another famous co-founder billionaire was born on this day back in 1955, Apple's Steve Jobs. Who played him in the 2015...
Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm.
Biopic, as Julie likes
to say. Yeah,
no, there's another one that played.
Oh, there were two.
Oh, yeah, right, there were two.
Christian Bale.
No.
But that was a really good guess.
Yeah, but Ashton Kutcher. And
Ashton Kutcher, and who was
the other dumb movie? We didn't even like it, we didn't watch it, I know that.
He's a German-Irish actor.
I'm blanking.
It's not...
I apparently... have phallic symbols on my mind. Yeah, I've got phallic eye symbols on my mind.
In case you're joining us.
Yeah. No, I'm like,
This is kind of obscure.
Okay, tell us. We're going to give Jeopardy.
Fassbender.
Oh, we didn't see this stupid movie, but he's hung like
a
horse.
I watched the one with Ashton.
Fassbender.
Well, see, I was thinking phallic symbol. I was so close.
See,
look at how that was coming around.
He's a well-known swordsman of Hollywood as far as the breadstick goes.
Mm-hmm. His Irish-German breadstick.
Right.
Okay, name this birthday boy turning 70 today.
Bad about George Thurgood.
Oh, another tie.
Oh, I want that one.
Yeah, but we said it at the same time. I saw him at UMD, I think.
Oh, my gosh. All right, I just have to say, my ex was in love with him.
This was such a great album.
I can't tell you how many times...
Now this was a part. This was a party album, like college years.
This was a party
this
anthem.
This would get the party going. Get this
and
song.
This
going.
This song is so long. If you listen to it,
yeah.
At the
this was a great song to you know what to. In a loud, like in a loud house with a bunch of other people, you could kind of put the sign out. Whether it's
and
a
one
sock.
Whiskey, one beer. Right, what's the other
bourbon,
song?
One scotch, one beer.
Yeah.
That's pretty much his two big ones, right? Yeah,
that was a great drunken making out song.
Yeah, bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see 70?
70.
Well, that's good.
An Englishman turned 74 today, and I'm going to describe to you the plot line to his most famous song, a 1979 number one hit. A man is bored with his current relationship because it has become routine, and he desires some variety. One day he reads the personal advertisements in the newspaper and spots an ad that catches his attention. A woman seeking a man who, among other little things, must like a certain tropical drink. Intrigued, he takes out an ad in reply and arranges to meet the woman.
I know this. I know what this is.
At a bar called O'Malley's. Only to find upon meeting...
It was his wife?
That the woman is actually his current partner. Can you name the song by birthday boy Rupert Holmes? What if I told you the tropical drink was made with what?
Yeah, pina colada.
Yeah, and what's the name of the song?
The pina colada song.
Yeah.
If you like pina coladas.
Oh my gosh.
That's the song I was thinking of.
I couldn't think of the name of it. I'm thinking margaritas.
Yeah.
I was just super surprised that the guy is English because he doesn't sound like English when he's singing.
Neither do the Beatles. No one sounds English.
Sometimes, but yeah.
Yeah,
the song is actually called Escape, parentheses, the Pina Colada
song. The only English band that sounds really English is Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely dog. Nobody sings,
There's no English accent. And it was always so weird when you find out they're English.
But Peter Noonan of Herman's Hermit, I swear that is the only band that sang with the English accent.
You even know the Herman's Hermit?
Oh, I mean, my aunt Janet, who was 4 years older, I learned all about the English boy bands. That's who she liked Paul Revere and the Raiders and... That's how I know stuff, and I seem like I'm older than I am because I had an auntie who was, you know, 8,
yes,
and I was 4. She was like an older sister.
Sure.
So she turned me on.
She turned you on. Herman's Hermit. I love that deep dive, but that is called...
Herman's Hermits. And I saw them with the Monkees at the Carlton.
Man, I wish I would have gone to the Carlton.
I love that.
Room.
No, I know, right?
On a date with the man who would become my first husband. But
yeah, listen to Rocco. I was a kid and I was just born.
Right.
No, I would always look through like City Pages or the Pioneer Press and see ads for the Carlton Celebrity Room. And I'm like, I want to go there. Like Johnny Mathis is there. And
People were really sad when
that
closed.
Why did that go down? That would be a good deep dive.
Who knows? Family, who not knows? Making money, somebody retired, had a heart attack, people owed money.
Just the usual.
All the usual
pandemic happened.
Yeah,
pandemic.
Yeah.
All right, let's finish
with
this
one. It is 4-1.
4.5-1.
All right, so she can't come back. Let's just finish with this. Name this 76-year-old who sang this back in 75.
The river was deep, but I swam it. The future is ours.
Oh, Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Don't tell me to kiss. Oh,
Tim Curry?
Nope.
I've one thing to say, and that's damn it.
Janet!
I love you.
Who was the male lead in played opposite Susan Sarandon.
It wasn't Tim Curry?
No, it's that funny-looking guy who wore glasses. He was kind of good-looking.
Yes.
What's his name?
He has a double B name.
Barry Bosworth.
Barry Bosworth.
We had him on our show.
Yes,
I think
Barry Bosworth.
He was in town for like a sci-fi convention.
Yes, I get that point.
Yeah, you do.
For Barry Bosworth. Yes,
Yes, Molly Steinke.
So happy birthday to all those people.
And Julia,
you won again.
I won just by a little bit, though. That was a very exciting competition.
I've got some breaking news for the Dirt Alert when we come back.
All right, let's do it.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
This is usually where you go, Holly.
Rocco.
Well, Julia's told me she wants to lead off today's Dirt Alert.
Well, I don't, but this is something Lori and I...
Lori will
be really excited about. So this is an all-play Dirt Alert. it was just announced that, you know, what show on Showtime did we love?
Homeland.
And the other one.
And Ray Donovan.
Yes, so they're doing Ray Donovan, the movie. It's going to pick up where the show's seventh season and final season left off. And he was sitting on the park bench in New York City, if you remember Ray Donovan. And we felt like this show needed more. It didn't feel like it ended. There was still a story out there.
They basically let us know that it was an expensive show to shoot when Liev Schreiber wanted to move it to New York because maybe Naomi Watts and the kids and it became more expensive than L.A. And so, Rocco, did you watch this show?
I did not know, but
now I'm
intrigued.
This is a great show.
This is a great show. This is about a Hollywood fixer. But it's about a family and it's just incredible show. I'm so happy about that because there was supposed to be an eighth season.
I knew you would be. So I'm like, yay. I gotta talk about it. You're like, there's a couple other breaking news things about different shows that are being made right now. Like, at Paramount, they're going to make these three shows into TV series adaptations. They are Italian Job. Did you know? I love that movie.
Yeah.
Love Story and Fatal Attraction.
They're going to remake those movies?
They're going to make them into series adaptation at Paramount Plus. I'm just telling you that. All right. Now, Rocco, it's all your turn.
Okay. Well, this is something that Lori wondered about earlier in the show. And Jeep is going to start showing the Springsteen ad again now that charges have been dropped against him in his drunk driving case.
Yeah, they spent the money and he wasn't convicted and they're like, okay, we're not supporting. They were like, whew, we didn't waste all that money. And they can go back to just getting people yell at them because they reading things in between whatever he's saying.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Yeah.
They said they took a pause until all the facts were established and now that it's been dropped, they are unpausing. And in case people are...
Bruce, by the way, he'll never do this again.
No.
Oh, no.
And that doesn't sound like he even drinks, really. Right?
No, but he'll never do an ad with a partner again. Okay, this is exactly why he probably said he never wanted to do it. I don't want anybody give anybody an opportunity to yell at me about anything.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that happens the very first time he sells his song to somebody? You know, just that's happening. He doesn't need the money.
He does need the money. And the ad, you know, just nobody really. I mean, it looked pretty cool, but I think people that are on the far left thought, oh, yeah, let me eat in the middle, blah, blah. And then people that are on the right are like, oh,
Bruce Springsteen. Some people didn't see anything at all. And they're like, oh, remember those Jeeps? I mean, some people didn't think anything.
I love an old Jeep. Yeah.
But again, he was driving like a vintage Jeep, but they weren't selling a vintage Jeep, right?
I mean, yes, it was a methodical, melodic thinking commercial.
There you go.
And what I'm saying is Bruce was already told Patty, I'm never doing that again.
I don't know why I cracked for them.
And she goes, well, you better get your legal stuff taken care of so your kids and I don't have to figure out what to do with your music publishing rights. Because think about how much his publishing would be
worth. Oh, my gosh.
And if he doesn't want his songs being, you know, kajangled.
Kajangled.
That's like Mr. Bojangles. Yes.
But kajangled, kajangled.
All right, I've got another breaking news story. All right, so tomorrow morning on Good Morning America, the lawyer for Britney Spears' father is going to speak out. So that's going to happen tomorrow morning. He can't handle that he's getting This is so manipulative.
This is a terrible idea.
Well, this is so manipulative.
Shows you how high the heat is on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That Britney Spears documentary has made a lot of people rethink what is going on. And this never happens to men.
Maybe this is why Britney posted the photos of her snuggling in the broad, strong arms of her boyfriend this morning.
I saw that
getting all cozy and tuckly because she's like going, she's going to have something to curl up and watch tomorrow.
That's right.
Watch somebody dance over, you know, I hope whoever is, I always want these interviews to go to Savannah Guthrie at the Today Show.
But it isn't. It's not going to because it's at Good Morning. It's Amy Warbeck.
Okay. But what I'm saying is the thing I love about Savannah is that she's a lawyer.
She's amazing. She's a great interviewer.
She'd have better on her feet questions to the answers.
She would.
Sometimes why the Today Show doesn't get the interview. People know Savannah's a lawyer. That's how Chris Harrison's interview with Rachel Lindsay from Extra, one of the reasons why that went so bad for him she is an attorney, and the lawyer in her was coming out, and so she was able to succinctly say something, and not with any emotion, but cutting right to the quick of the story, if you will. And that is always very tricky for people who are used to, you know, kind of giving these kinds of answers and stuff. If I were Rachel Lindsay's agent, I would say no to Chris Harrison's job, and I'd be negotiating for something for her to go one of the networks. She'd be a great correspondent.
She would be great. Mm-hmm. Yep.
There you go.
In case you're wondering, 3 hours ago, Britney posted another picture of a couple long, what do you call them? Longhorn steers.
Uh-huh. So, oh, because there's going to be BS tomorrow. Right.
Like the third person who commented said, I'm trying to find the next clue here.
Yeah, no, so she's looking forward to it, but there's going to be BS. Mm-hmm. And, I love it.
All right, well, here's another little news story from today.
Okay, it's Julia's dirt alert.
I'm just helping you a little bit, Rocco.
Thank you.
So First Lady Joe Biden was on with Kelly Clarkson today. And she had advice for about divorce. She says, this is what I would say if I was your mother.
Oh.
My mother always said to me, things are going to look better tomorrow. And if you can take one day at a time, the things will get better.
Interesting that Kelly asked Jill Biden for advice like that. That's kind of, she's letting us know.
Well, she was divorced. Jill Biden was divorced. And that's how she met Joe, too.
But it's a way for Kelly Clarkson to keep her divorce spotlight, in a way, on him, but not on her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You keep it. You wouldn't ask about it if everything was going hunky-dory.
And Biden tells her that things will get better. Yeah. And she says, I really think things happen for the best. You don't know how long it's been, but over time you heal and it'll happen.
I'm going to bet Kelly Clarkson has the reason why her fan base has even gone up and more people are tuning in is because she's so relatable in the fact that there are so many people out there who can relate getting dirty dogged by their man or woman.
I love it that you take it to the dirty dog devil.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying.
Yep.
It resonates with
it. I think so.
And if it can happen to Kelly Clarkson, you know, it can happen to anybody. And it's just, I think she's not leaning away from it.
No, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everybody.
All right, we got through it.
We did. Well, lovely to talk with you all. I don't think of it as getting through anything. You get through a pap smear. Well,
there you go.
Julia really wanted to make sure I got through that safely, and I think we did. So,
why do you blame everything
on
me?
Julia, do you want to help me with traffic?
I hate you.
Bye. All right.
Vintage scandal.
It was quite the scandal.
Okay.
Is this going to be a good one today, honey?
Well, you know, it's a couple of little scandals, and it was just really triggered by a couple of things that I read about. So there was a little story again about how this Lucille Ball and Desi story that's going to happen that Aaron Sorkin is doing about this 1 week in the life of you know, Lucille Ball and her husband, right. Ricky Ricardo.
Right.
Not a remake or a retelling, but just like the week.
Just so, 1 week.
And I thought, you know, you kind of, one of the things that we were always in awe about, like with when we met Donnie and Marie, is that they bridged the fame gap of knowing Jack Benny, Lucille Ball, John Wayne.
To Justin Bieber.
And Britney. Yeah. And, yes, you know, yes, that they were young enough kids, yeah, or whatever. So, and so it made me think, I wonder, you know, like, where did Cher and Lucille Ball, did they ever intersect?
Okay.
Because if you think about it, you know, Cher, One Half of Sonny and Cher, Lucy and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I just Googled, did Cher and Lucille Ball ever hang out?
Okay.
Here's where it led me.
I want to
know.
It's
a good source.
All right.
So apparently when you put two powerhouse women together in one room, magic happens. Here's what it is. It's an election watch party. The year is 1968. The house is Jack Benny's house.
Oh.
And people that are there are Johnny Carson, probably Jimmy Stewart, Lucille Ball, Cher. I didn't get the whole list, but for sure, Lucille Ball, it was at Jack Benny's house. Cher was there, Johnny Carson, and it's election watch party. Okay. It's 1968. And Sonny was also there because Cher in 1968, they were still together. So, and Cher already knew Lucille Ball, okay, because Cher's mom made several appearances on the I Love Lucy show because she was an actress.
Yes, yes.
And so, but this was the first time that she'd been with Lucille Ball in a social situation. She just met her on the set. And of course, 1968, we know that Richard Nixon wins the election. And it's election watch party, and the acceptance speech by Nixon is being played.
Okay.
And guests had mixed feelings. Can you even imagine an election party that anyone would have had that was mixed, like in the last two elections? But used to be done.
Yes,
and
it did.
Cher, in an interview, talked about her first impression of Lucille Ball. She said, I loved her. She started making these great, rude jokes and noises while Nixon was speaking.
Like cackling or something? Or?
Yeah, and you could tell right away that Johnny Carson wasn't happy. Actually, he was pissed off, but he wasn't going to say anything to her, right? I mean, mm-hmm, I didn't like Nixon either, but I couldn't stop laughing, especially because I knew I wasn't supposed to, and Lucille Ball obviously was not a fan of Richard Nixon.
Okay.
And Cher didn't say who, but somebody must have said something to the host, Jack Benny. And Jack Benny came up to her and Lucy and said, why don't you two leave the room? Because he's trying to be a good host and make everyone happy. So he said to Lucy, you know how these guys are. Go sit in the den with Rosalind Russell and take Cher with you. Then go make jokes to your heart's content.
Right.
And she said, as the two of them left the room, Lucille Ball whispered, old windbags, come on, Cher. We don't want to be in there with all those tight arses anyway.
Yeah.
And so apparently we did not realize that Cher and Lucille Ball stayed friends after that election night.
Mm-hmm.
Cher got such a kick out of her.
Oh, well, that just, can you imagine?
And when she,
one of your idols being so frothy, and you just sit there like, I love this more than anything.
I love this, yeah. And Cher, when the Cher show, the musical, which you had the pleasure of seeing.
I did.
Pre-Broadway in Chicago, and she came back with, oh boy.
It couldn't decide what it wanted to be.
It didn't go the Jersey Boy route.
No. It was the Cher show, the Cher show, the Cher show.
Jumping all over the place. Yeah. But one of the things that comes out in the Cher show is that that Cher, like with some of the people that were involved in it, Cher asked Lucille Ball if she would be in her TV special called Cher and Other Fantasies. And Lucille Ball did appear in that.
Okay.
And Lucille Ball helped her with her divorce from Sonny Bono. And Cher, I don't know if this made it in the show or not, but she just thought, who better to speak to than one half of Desilu Productions? Who can I pick up the phone and say, I'm a megastar and I'm breaking up with my megastar husband? We're not going to have a TV show anymore. Everyone in the public is going to be involved because they love us together. Right? And there's just...
How does this look?
There's very few people you can call. And she realized right away, I can call Lucy.
Mm-hmm. Because Desi and Lucy worked together for how many years after they got divorced?
Well, they started Desilu Productions, which is worth all the money. That was the money, the tri-camera thing, their whole production. That is, they were 50-50 on that.
Okay.
So they were, it doesn't matter about even how many years they were together. They had a huge piece of business together. But I think they worked together like 19 mm-hmm. years. So Cher and Sonny, I don't think they were that together that long.
They weren't, but one of them was in England and one of them was here.
Yeah.
Between Sonny and Cher, and I can't remember how it happened, but they did figure out a way to work together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ricky Lake and John Waters were on Watch What Happens Live last night, and they were talking about filming Hairspray. And if you've never seen, have you ever seen the original Hairspray, the movie? John Waters?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Sonny Bono, so fun.
You know, Blondie, Deborah Harry, and Sonny Bono is playing, you know, who's the snotty girl? Amber's. They're playing Amber's mom and dad. He plays Amber's dad. And but he was running for mayor of Palm Springs at the time. And they were wondering, you know, what about this?
Wasn't it Carmelo?
Hmm?
Was he Palm Springs or Carmelo?
Carmel was... Clint Eastwood,
right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Palm Springs.
Yeah.
The desert place.
Mm-hmm.
There's a statue of Sonny Bono there.
Yeah.
Is there? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they were like, John Waters, like, are you worried? Because at the time, John Waters was a very risque filmmaker.
Priscilla, you know, the Desert or whatever. Didn't he have a weird, that, I'm mixing him up.
Pink Flamingos you're thinking of.
So close.
Anyway, he was deliberately, for the first time in his life, trying to make something PG.
Yes.
John Waters, whereas before he was just, you know, and Sonny was like, whatever, you know, he wanted to act,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he was trying to break away from Cher too. So identified with each other. Yep. So, and then that little dive down that, did those two know each other, was led me to why was...
this is an interesting thought process.
I know.
And no drugs were involved, right?
No, none. Okay. Fred Mertz, the actor, you know, who played Ethel and Fred to the and Ricky. William Frawley is the actor's name, probably going to be played by J.K. Simmons in this Aaron Sorkin. Why? Because he and Ethel... Hilarious. Okay. Mm-hmm. They really were like the four of them. The chemistry was so great. And why did he almost always have his hands in his pockets? Do you guys notice that?
He had sweaty palms.
That he always had, that very often his hands were in his pockets.
Okay. No, I don't know if I remember that.
Well, apparently in real life, he was an alcoholic. Mm. And when filming, he couldn't drink on the set. And his hands shook.
Oh, no, I don't want to know that.
I know, in order to hide it. But then it became one of his signature traits. And prior to being on I Love Lucy, William Frawley, his career was in decline. He didn't have a steady job. He was divorced. He lived alone. And Ricky Ricardo, or I should say Desi Arnaz, approached him. And because they both thought they wanted Gail Gordon, who then went on to be in the Lucy show.
Yes.
Her boss.
Yes.
But Gordon was unavailable, and they decided, let's give Bill a second chance.
Oh, I love that.
In Hollywood. And they said, you have three screw-ups. You can't. You'll get a warning. You'll get a consequence, and then you'll be out of the job. So you cannot drink when we're filming. And he was on the show for 9 years, and you know, he never did beat his battle with alcohol and all of that, but he never screwed up while he was on that mm-hmm. show. And when he passed away from a heart attack in 1966, Desi Arnaz took out a big, huge ad in the LA papers, and with a picture of him Buenos noches, amigo.
Oh, I love that. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So
that's a good one.
Yeah. So that's just a kind of a little thing. And then my other thing is, did you guys cover last week that there's going to be a TV series about Holly Madison's Down the Rabbit Hole memoir?
That just came out on Monday. Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah.
Now, you know who she is, Rocco, right? The Girls Next Door?
Yeah, I guess.
Did you ever watch any of that?
Not really.
Lori was so into it. And Lori, we interviewed Holly Madison in person.
Yeah,
in Vegas. She's gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
And you loved her book.
I love that book.
She was not nice at all, but you loved her book. And that's when we got on the elevator and I said hello to a gentleman who was in a suit, like we were in suits, because we just did our radio show. And what did he say?
He held up his ring and he said, I'm married.
All I did, Rocco, was
say hello or something.
Hello. I'm like, hi.
You're like, hi there. How are you doing today? You were super friendly. I was completely embarrassed for you.
I mean, but I'm
like, we're
going to
be exhausted if we're greeting everybody in Vegas.
Listen,
like this.
Someone needed to be the elevator operator at that point.
Minnesota Millie thought it was probably some kind of a new scam. Anyway.
Married. That made us laugh.
Yeah,
so it did.
Anyway, we're going to see all the drug-filled orgies and bitter rivalries among the bunnies. I might tell you more about that.
That's going to be good. All right.
All right, there you go.
We'll be right back.
Oh, what does a girl want?
Who knows? What does a girl
need? We change our mind all the time. Just try and keep up with us.
No kidding. Isn't
that
the
truth? No, just try. Hey, we didn't get to this, but if you weren't watching any thing and you missed the news that the FDA says the Johnson and Johnson vaccine meets the requirements for emergency use for COVID, and that's a one and done shot.
This is
it's
very
a single
exciting.
Dose, so that's another vaccine option, you guys. So everybody, hang on, okay. There wasn't really much of a vaccine rollout plan. It really didn't even start even coming together till like the end of December.
I know. I have to admit.
Then you had an administration change and this, that, and the other thing.
I know. So I'm knowing more people that are getting our double vax. It's really nice.
All my elders, except for my dad, who's frolicking in Mexico for a month, they've all been vaccinated.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocco, you got
how about
your
mom?
I don't know if your parents are old enough yet.
My dad is, but my mom hasn't been.
Is she not?
She's kind of waiting on the call from her health insurance ticket.
Okay.
Yeah. It's her turn. So.
And you can also go to something called planyourvaccine.com.
Right.
Which the Today Show partnered with that state by state with whoever they're, in the state. So each state, it's really easy. You can just sign up for information, and it's kind of a good tool.
Yeah, and I think new priority groups are going to be, Governor Walz is going to announce new vaccine priority groups this week.
Who's it going to be? Ghostbusters?
I didn't
essential
see
workers?
Radio.
Do we pull out our essential worker letter card?
You didn't see radio?
No, because media is definitely a group, but we're definitely still below teachers and stuff.
No, I know, but we did get, just to put a fine point on this, when all of this started and the lockdown happened, and they were not sure, like, are we going to, like, everyone that has to, because they sent everybody home, basically, but people on air and engineer camera, whatever, we got essential worker that we had to work. So we did. So I still have that letter.
I do, too.
That says I'm an essential
worker.
Why don't
you
go Rocco,
show it to someone?
Get one?
I think I got one.
Did you?
Yeah. But so unfortunately, when I saw Walz's new list, which is...
We're not on it.
Yeah, I know. We're not going to.
It'll be... Well, maybe next.
That's okay, because I wanted to go to the people that need it. We're going to have on Matt Belanger tomorrow, and he'll
give us the update.
The who of who.
Okay.
The
so
what of what.
Just a few things to look at on the lovely Lori and Julia page. Well, first of all, go to Twitter and see the phallic cycle. Cyclical? How did we say that word?
Phallicicle?
Phallicicle.
Yeah.
It's good. Did you come up with that this morning?
Thank you.
Julia tweeted
really
it now.
Good.
Thank you.
And I included Jason Matheson because I know he likes a good wiener, and Andy Cohen because he likes a good wiener, and Andy Richter because he's on Conan, and I thought maybe he'd share it with Conan, then they think it was funny because they do kind of Geez, I'm going to miss Conan when his show is gone.
Oh, I know. We got so many funny comments on our Instagram page, though. Our people are funny.
Yeah.
There's so many funny ones. So good. I love it. I just thought it would make people smile.
Wieners are funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, is today the February 24th?
Yes.
Okay, Minnesota's last big arena concert 1 year ago today at the XL Center was who?
I don't know.
Come on. Foo you would know this.
I probably was going to go, but I was in Hawaii.
Kiss and David Lee Roth.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. That got some bad reviews.
I am looking at the picture of David Lee Roth. I mean, that was the last big concert in the Twin Cities area.
People said he was pretty terrible.
Yeah. Yep. Isn't that funny, though?
Wow.
When you think about that. Oh, good Lord. So fun hearing, you know, the Music Man. It's in July at Chanhassen.
Yes.
And I was listening. There's some big concerts coming. And the auto show is going to be happening at the State Fair this
year.
I'm
praying for the State Fair and the
Basilica.
It's going
to happen.
Yeah,
no, it's going to happen. It is. They're going to happen. I feel so hopeful.
Yeah.
The speed, which, I mean, it's happening.
Yeah, it is happening. Mm-hmm. Okay. Something else that's happening. Coach debuted its Fall 2021 collection.
Wow.
And the pop cultured video is, it's a bunch of star-studded parodies of classic movie and TV moments. Brand ambassador Megan Thee Stallion tackles the role of Regina George from Mean Girls.
Love it.
Twerking on a football field in a monogram sweatshirt matching miniskirt while classmates are exchanging salacious gossip. And
they have some hot looks.
Each of her
Coach.
Dogs has its own bedroom. That's posted. It's
cute.
It's very cute. Her nails are so big, it gouged my eyes out. But she's, Kaia Gerber, Michael B. Jordan, Riverdale stars, KJ Apa and, Apa and Cole Sprouse, Jughead and Archie.
They're
in it. So that's happening. We also posted the hodgepodge of miscellaneous actors on the Vanity Fair 2021 holiday issue.
Yeah, I like that.
The video is really cute how they did it.
I thought it was cute. Does anyone care that Kathy McPhee and David Foster had a baby boy?
You know, what do you say about that?
Here's what she says, Kathy McPhee. A year ago today, I married the love of my life.
That's nice.
Thank you for always loving me, inspiring in all aspects of my life. I love you. Here's to the future and happy anniversary. And now we have this baby boy.
He's 71.
Mm-hmm.
And she's 30.
Well, as long as she's, you know, younger.
But remember, she was like 21 when he...
Yeah, no, I know. Listen.
These two have been after each other.
I had a friend whose older brother was I want to say he was like 30 or 35 when she was born. It was just like a really huge
gap. A big
like
one.
Somebody
That's
had a teenage
one.
Baby and then they had a baby like in their late 40s.
Yep.
And he was always like kind of a, so, you know, his other kids is what I'm saying is they'll feel like, you know, aunties.
Oh.
And uncles.
Or grandparents. Or depending on
how. Well, he might feel like a grandpa. It's going to feel a whole lot different than when he was a dad 30 years ago.
No kidding. All right. Have a good hump day night, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Job done. Off you go.